This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Former Treasury Secretary and former Harvard President Lawrence Summers has taken himself out of the running to replace Ben Bernanke as chairman of America's central banking system. Summers was a leading architect of the government's response to the financial meltdown. He worries the fight in Congress over his confirmation would have been too acrimonious. Republicans were brewing for a fight, and even members of President Obama's own party had signaled their opposition, in part because Summers was seen as a champion of financial deregulation that experts say laid the groundwork for the financial crisis in the first place. This includes the repeal in 1999 of the Glass-Steagall Act that had kept banking, investing, and insurance separate since the Great Depression. David Jones is chief economist, DMJ Advisors, and author of several books on the Federal Reserve.
Summers has been placed by most politicians on the Wall Street side, and he was in favor of deregulation. In the Clinton administration, there was a significant amount of deregulation, including doing away with the Glass-Steagall Act.
Money around the world is being resigned as the news came last evening that Summer is out of the running. Dow futures are currently up 167 points, and the FT 100 stock index in London is currently up 0.8%. Bond yields across Europe and Asia have fallen. The BBC's senior economics correspondent Andrew Walker and I have been watching the market reaction. Mr. Walker, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, David.
Stock prices are looking strong around the world this morning. Would you say it's the no Larry Summers effect?
Yes, I think that probably is what's going on. There have been some increases in most markets in Asia and Europe, and also bond prices have been slightly higher. And yes, that is because people think that a Fed not led by Larry Summers is more likely to withdraw the quantitative easing, the stimulus policy, a bit more slowly. In other words, the expectation is there'd be more money going into markets than might otherwise have been the case. And that, over the past couple of years, has been one of the key things that has been driving stock and bond prices higher.
Andrew, I wanted to ask you this. Can we make the case that the chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve Board is the most powerful single economic policy position in the world, or am I being parochial?
Well, looking at it from a very non-parochial position on the other side of the Atlantic, no, I don't think you are being parochial. There's a very strong case for making that assertion. Who would the other candidates be? Well, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, he or conceivably she is obviously very much constrained by having to get what he wants to do through Congress. The European Central Bank chief, again, is very much subject to legal constraints under European treaties and also the political concerns that particularly Germany has. Another candidate, I suppose, the head of the International Monetary Fund, again, someone very much constrained by what member countries want to do, particularly the United States. So, yes, the Fed chairman really does matter on the global scene, and his or her decisions really do have a very strong influence over the jobs that your listeners in the United States have, those discussions over the breakfast table. Will I have a job tomorrow?
Perhaps the most important question. The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, in London. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.